Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Kropp.
Good morning, everybody. Great to have you with us on Political Coffee, the show where we discuss the political issues of the day in a way that helps you change your world, and it does that by hopefully having the conversations that we have, presenting them in a way that allows you to have meaningful conversations, gives you ideas, maybe tips, maybe phrases you can say, or maybe you want to give them to me that you think would work to persuade a persuadable person. That's what we do. Now, let me ask you this question. Is defunding the police an act of racism? What? You might be surprised as to where that came from. In fact, let me say it again. I mean, it's a fair question to ask, given where it comes from. Yeah, no kidding. Is defunding the police an act of racism? I want to talk a little bit about that. Also, the Oregon Catalyst has a story about how the Washington Post and the Hill newspapers cite bias in the Oregon Democrat maps. Now, look, folks, you know what's going to happen. The legislature shut down now, not because Republicans actually walked out. They should. But because of the COVID case, they're supposedly going to reconvene on Saturday and the deadline is Monday. Otherwise, the communist, Shamia Fagan, gets to draw the maps. Now, she'll draw the maps the same way that the Democrats have, so no blood, no foul. But at least if the Republicans had half a brain, and I'm specifically talking to the Harvard graduate, the esteemed, brilliant negotiator, Fred Gerard, and Christine Drazen over in the House, the respective Republican minority leaders, because that's what they are, they're minority leaders, and their actions keep them in the minority because they're too stupid. I'm sorry. Because they're too deceived, and they are, into believing walking out was not the way to stand up. But now maybe they're talking about walking out too little, too late. Anyway, if they had half a brain, had any sense, and their eyes were not blinded, the Bible says the eyes of their understanding being blinded. If in fact their eyes of their understanding were not so blinded by their own arrogance and self-importance, they might see that if, in fact, they did walk out, it might give the Republican base, which they desperately need to get elected, reelected, to get new Republicans elected, it might give them some hope. Because right now, hope in Oregon politics, it just ain't there, folks. And they're too blinded and deceived to use an issue that is just stunningly right before them. And it is this question we're saying right now. Is defunding the police an act of racism? In a moment, I'm going to tell you what that is, that issue that they're missing because they can't see it. They're too blinded. I'm going to tell you why it's so important and why it is the single most powerful issue in the upcoming elections. In fact, it's the single most powerful issue there will ever be. Also, just curious, what do you think about Kate now giving only 24,000 state employees another 6 weeks to get fully vaccinated? Well, what about the other 20,000? I mean, there are 42,000. Well, it's another 18,000. Yes, I can do math. I mean, what about the other 18,000? Story in the Oregonian. What do you think about that? They're not increasing the exemptions or anything of that nature, even though Kate Brown's been sued, as you know, because they're not making provision for those who have had COVID in any of these exceptions or exemptions. What do you think about it? Just curious. Is this a response to, well, okay, I'll give you union folks because you ask me, because you give Democrats all of this money. Union folks. I'll give you extra time. But everybody else, you're screwed. All these first responders are still under my boot. Joking when I say that, but that's the tyranny of Kate Brown. Everybody else has to comply by the 18th, except a group of 24,000 state employees. Now, I'm telling you, if you don't think this isn't a basis for another lawsuit, I don't know what is. Also, you know, the fact that the houseless people, homeless, yeah, they don't have to comply with the vaccine mandate. Neither does the legislature. Neither does the governor's executive staff. Neither does any of the Oregon court system. None of them. There's a story in Willamette Week. You know what they're calling the squalid pieces of these encampments, homeless encampments? You know what they're calling them now? Safe rest villages. Now, there's a Willamette Week story about that. Now, let me ask you this. I mean, folks, we spend hundreds and hundreds of... It's stunning the amount of money we spend on homeless services in Oregon alone. If you take the city, county, and state level, it's hundreds of millions of dollars. And it is well documented. It is factual. And all we're doing is shit. We're not solving any problem. Because why would we solve a problem that allows us to make government bigger, to demand with the moral authority that, you know, the rich aren't paying their fair share? Because we need all these mental health services. We need to provide all of this housing for the homeless people. Why would you solve that problem when it gives you power not to solve it? Think about it. Hundreds of millions of dollars, and all we do is shift people around. So, okay, if that's the stupidity that we're stuck with, and it is, then why not create safe rest villages that have these little tiny halfway good-looking shacks? I mean, if you're going to waste the money, why not at least give them a little half a room the size of a tent that's warm and give them showers? I mean, if you're going to waste the money, at least do it in a humane way rather than just blowing it on bigger bureaucracy that does nothing to solve the problem or shifts people around. Safe rest villages. What do you think about that? By the way, Senator Dennis Linthicum, his latest newsletter, if you haven't seen it, and I'll have it up on the show plan on my Facebook page and on the KSLM podcast page. I will have that for you. By the way, call-in number if you want to comment on any of this stuff is 503-589-1220, 503-589-1220. That is the Power of Buick GMC Talk Line. Or send me an email to Jeff 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news, and I will read it on the air. Like, and by the way, I have a great suggestion for what we can call these safe rest villages now. Call them what they're calling the Del Rio Bridge encampment. Dwight, thank you for sending this to me, by the way. It's called Bidenville. Dwight writes me an email and says, that's the name given for the space under the overpass in Texas, where 10,000 plus, some say up to 15,000, according to Fox, illegal immigrants are huddled awaiting entry into the United States. 26 governors are demanding an immediate meeting with the president to address Bidenville and illegal immigration. We ought to call these safe rest camps Kateville, Brownville, not Brownsville, which is Oregon's third oldest city. It's very close to where I live and farm. Kateville, Brownville. We ought to call them all that. If you want to send me an email, it's Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. So why is defunding the cops racist? Well, because a black liberal Portland city councilor says it's racist, folks. Huh? Yeah. Mingus Mapps, black Democrat liberal, Portland City Commissioner, in his guest op-ed, put out this very stark and common sense indictment of the crime problem in Portland and the failure of Portland's defund the police. He spells out below how ignoring the crime problem, which is disproportionately killing blacks, is an act of racism itself. He's pushing back and even voting against other Portland city commissioners who want to further defund folks. Now, I'm adding the word further because they've already taken over $20 million away from the Portland police. We want to cut another $12 million and another 100 staff positions. Now, he did this in the Sunday Oregonian, and I haven't talked about it till now because I didn't read it. But this is the first I've seen that leads me to ask this question. If a black liberal Portland city councilor says defunding the police is racism, is in fact an act of racism because it hurts disproportionately black people, why isn't anybody else saying this? Why isn't the news media reporting that? It doesn't fit the narrative, does it? Is defunding the cops our act of racism? Does the sun come up in the east and set? The answer is yes.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back, friends. Great to be with you. 23 minutes past the top of the hour. 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220, emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. You hear me talk about this RoofMax product, which you can only get from Pfeiffer Roofing here in Salem. family-owned business, been in business here since 1978, second-generation family-owned company. This product can really benefit you potentially, depending on the condition of your asphalt shingle roof, okay? The normal roofing material out there. If your roof is not too far gone, they can spray this product, which is made from soybeans, folks, on your roof. It goes on white, it clears, dries to clear in about 30 minutes. Slightly darkens your roof a little bit. It extends the life of your roof. It has a 5-year guarantee, but in some cases it can extend the life of your roof by 15 years. So if you're not ready to go through the massive expense, and it is massive, putting a new roof on, and it buys you some time to set away and put away the money, save the money to be able to pay for that someday, this might be your product. Check out the great video they have about Roof Max. That's the name of it. M-A-X-X, Roof Max. Go to PfeifferRoofing.com. That's their website. You spell Pfeiffer, P-F-E-I-F-E-R, P-F-E-I-F-E-R, roofing.com. Or just give them a call. 503-647-4725. 647-4725. Somebody will come out and give you a free estimate. Roof Max, only available at Pfeiffer Roofing. Lots of benefit at a fraction of the cost of a new roof. Emails. Let's see. I've got Matt wrote me an email about our love letters. I didn't get to it yesterday. The love letter segment we had yesterday with Pacific Legal Foundation's lawyer, Daniel Ortner. He says, this is completely insane to ban love letters. I personally have done one, but trying to buy a house. It can be very useful in the housing market in the competition. While it didn't work in my favor, others bid higher than us, and we tried to make it a little personally about why we wanted the house. You can't discriminate against people anyways. Bottom line, it's usually what matters to us is sellers who are willing to pay the highest amount in a bidding war. And what makes it harder for first-time buyers in a love letter could help sellers choose maybe not the highest bidder. It's very disgusting that Oregon is looking for a problem that wasn't even there. Yeah, exactly. Kelly writes me, and I'm going to ask your audience help here, folks. I want all of you to listen to this question and then give me a response. School Options is the name of the email. My name is Kelly. I'm a longtime listener to your show, and I'd like some advice. I'm looking for a school for my children that they can attend in person, but is vaccine and mask free, but with the values that most listeners to your show share. Any ideas? We do homeschool, but my wife has a brain injury and it's just not possible. Thank you for keeping us informed every weekday morning. First of all, Kelly, thank you for listening and taking the time to write. I don't have an answer for Kelly at this time. So I'm going to rely on you, the audience, to share that with me. Do you know of a school that his children can attend? Public or private, likely private, that is in person, vaccine and mask free, but shares the values of most of the listeners of the show and frankly of KSLM. I'm asking you folks, send me an email or call. Doesn't matter. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220 or emails to Jeff at 1220.am. Now, I know of such a school, but it's not in Oregon. It's where my two grandsons, 8 and soon to be 10, it's where they go. It's in Pasco, Washington. It is a Christian private school. Yes, it's expensive, but it is laying a foundation in my grandsons' lives that is not based on the absolute garbage that is being taught, some of it, in our public school system. And the fact that Christine Drazen, Republican minority leader in the House, and Fred Gerard, Republican minority leader in the Senate, refused to walk out, allowed that problem of garbage, brainwashing, politically correct nonsense being taught to our kids. It allowed that problem to get worse. Because the Democrats passed all that stuff. Oh, yeah, they voted against it, just like they did the gun bill that makes you less safe in your home. Didn't matter. It's the end result that matters. So if you know of a school that Kelly can look into for his children that shares our values, is vaccine and mask free, send me an email. Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at kslm.news or call 503-589-1220. Philip writes about homeless camps and what we should name them in Oregon. Since they've named the Del Rio Bridge Bidenville. He writes, you know, my vote is to call the homeless camps brown towns. After all, brown is the color of dirt, and brown is our POS governor. Doesn't sound like Brownsville, and it has a nice ring to it. I like that. That's brilliant, Philip. Brown town. Now, when we come back, let me share with you why I think this issue of defunding the cops is actually racist. What this means for the coming elections, if Republicans have the courage, and I do mean the courage, to use the issue. This article, this op-ed by Mingus Maps, ought to give Republicans the courage. But I'll tell you why this is the single most important issue. It's even bigger than vaccine mandates. And I'm going to talk about that and how it's affected my own family. When we come back. 6:30 in the morning. What?
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Yes, that is the number you can call as we come back. It is 24 minutes for the top of the hour. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. I'm going to share with you the story about COVID and vaccinations and ivermectin in my own family in just a moment. And also continuing with why this issue that black liberal Democrat, Portland City Councilor Mingus Maps, stated in his Oregonian op-ed, why this issue is the single most profound issue that people really care about. And therefore, if any candidate used it effectively, they could literally win elections in places during times you wouldn't think so. And boy, folks, right now, it is a golden opportunity for conservatives to run on the right issues and get elected. And after they get elected, they have to have the courage to stand up and not get compromised. Because that's the other thing that happens. I can tell you from personal experience on that in the legislature. Anyway, Rebecca Donaldson, folks, is the gold-winning real estate broker who won the best of the Willamette Valley. There's a reason for that. And I'm telling you, it's because she does a really, really good job at serving you as a client. She knows the real estate market, especially if you're looking at buying or selling a home. She knows that part of the market here in the Salem area extremely well. So maybe you ought to talk to her. If you're thinking about buying a place, maybe you're thinking about selling your place. Look at the incredible property appreciation just the last year alone. There's a real opportunity there. Rebecca Donaldson, her phone number is 503-269-0747. 269-0747. Check out her website at rebeccasgothouses.com. rebeccasgothouses.com. So yesterday I got the news that a relative, very close relative, had gotten diagnosed with COVID as of last Friday. I didn't know anything about this until yesterday. They are unvaccinated. The family, there's two kids and a husband and wife, are unvaccinated. And, you know, they wear masks where they have to. They don't particularly like it. But at any rate, she, the wife got sick and ended up, you know, just fighting it over a number of days until yesterday, when she just had such a hard time breathing. And she's young with no health problems, doesn't take any medications or anything of that nature. But she just got to that point where they went to the clinic. Then the clinic said, nah, you need to go to the hospital and get some oxygen. Because as you know, that's what COVID does. Now, prior to this, she had been exposed, was told that she had been exposed, went and got tested, as did the whole family. Her first test came up negative. And then 3 or 4 days later, she started not feeling well. Kind of the way the flu works, right? So anyway, she then ended up getting sick. And it got bad enough that, you know, and her husband told me, said, you know, this thing really is kicking her rear end. It's tough. She's having a hard time with it. So they put her in the hospital, and then they released her and sent her home later yesterday afternoon. And she's doing better. Now, everybody else in the family's in quarantine now at home. Okay? No one else is exhibiting any symptoms of this thing. And it's been long enough that they would have. Okay? So they're not going to get it. Again, none of them have been vaccinated. The one son did test positive, but showing no signs or no symptoms for several days. It's likely that's a false positive, like so many of these false positives. I will tell you that when they first were diagnosed, when she was first diagnosed, they talked to their family doctor. And I'm not going to name where these people live, or certainly not the doctor's name. But the doctor gave them ivermectin for cows. The doctor said he'd been using ivermectin for a year, himself, personally. This is the type of ivermectin. It's the 1% solution. You rub a teaspoon of it on your skin once every 2 weeks. He said to the husband and the wife, he said, look, I don't even wear a mask around my patients some who come here who are COVID positive. and are sick with it. Said, I don't wear a mask. Don't have to. Because I'm not going to get sick. I'm inoculated. So I share that story with you because just like with hydroxychloroquine, or frankly, just like Regeneron, monoclonal antibody type treatments, the key is using these products quickly, early in the cycle of you getting sick. I told you about this field man that I do business with who got COVID. He'd had actually the ivermectin for about 6 months. He told me he just didn't take it, but he got sick, tested positive, boom. He took it every day for about 3 days, the recommended dose, and got better. Was back at work 3 days later. Now he just takes it once a week. Well, this other couple, on the advice of their doctor, just take it every other week. My point is that even though she started taking it, the sickness had gotten bad enough in her that it wasn't able to keep it from progressive to being worse. That's why you have to do this early, early on. Now, she's fine now. She's much better today than she was. So I will tell you that the rest of the family is still in quarantine and they're taking their ivermectin. They're not getting sick, even though they were all exposed to a very sick person. They were in the house with the sick wife. They haven't got it. So just be encouraged. You can fight this. Now, why is this issue that Mingus Mapp, the liberal black Democrat Portland City Councilor, why is this issue so important? Now, he is saying that defunding the cops is racist. And it is. Because it disproportionately, and he wrote this in his op-ed, disproportionately hurts blacks. He talks about police morale being at an all-time low. And then he talks about the reality that Portland has a gang problem. Gang violence, he wrote, is devastating Portland's black community. And willfully ignoring it is, in fact, a form of racism. Pretending that gangs don't exist devalues black lives. It's a gang problem. Now, the reason this issue is so powerful, and Rich, I'm going to hold you through the break here because I want to hear what you have to say, and I need to finish this thought because it's important. The reason that Mingus Mapps and other black leaders and just black community people in Portland are asking for more cops, not less. The reason is because their personal safety means more than anything else, just like it does yours. Government's single most important and first duty to you is to keep you safe, period. This is the most personal thing there is, your personal safety, and those are the people around you that you love. And if Republicans will figure this out and start using it, well, at least one has. His name is Jim Huggins, running for governor. He's figured it out. Maybe the rest of them will. Back in a moment.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back, friends. Great to have you with us. 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line. This is the last segment for today. And we'll talk with Rich in a moment. I just want to complete this thought, friends. We can argue all day long about gun bills, K-12 funding, COVID mandates, vaccine mandates. We can argue about all of it. Right to work. None of it is as important to you as the safety of your family or your own personal safety. And when the streets are ruled by Antifa or the gangs in Portland, because the politicians have defunded the cops and destroyed their morale, you're not safe. I used to say this, and you've heard me say it again, but it is so true. I said it when I served in the legislature. We can argue about how much money we're spending on K-12 education all day long, and none of it matters. Your kids are not safe at the bus stop or in school. And the crazy idea that we would take cops out of schools, the school resource officers, doesn't make your kids any more safe. Makes them less safe. If Republican, and look, what Mingus Maps is pointing out here, what people intuitively know, the single most important thing to you is your personal safety. And if Republicans will use this as an issue, they'll win. They'll win in places you wouldn't think they'd win. You know why? Because, first of all, it is the single most basic issue, and everybody knows it, number one. And number two, your Democrat opponent, which is sold out to Black Lives Matter and Antifa and politically correctness, can't go there. And you know what's sad? Is that people like Christine Drazen and Fred Girard can't see it, nor can most of the governor's candidates. The only one who's really gotten it is Jim Huggins. Because that's actually what he says, folks. Courage to make government do what it's supposed to do. What is that? Keep you safe. Let's go to Rich, who's on the line. Rich, good morning.
And then the left is finally starting to see the problem with safety. And maybe this will transpire them or inspire them to move on the thing about Kate Brown's bill where blacks and Mexicans are too stupid to pass the high school test. The next thing on that is that you can go into the schools and see just how frustrated the kids are. My grandkids go to Cascade Junior High, and they don't even eat before they go to school because they can't get into the bathrooms to do anything. So they don't eat until they come home in the afternoon. And what kind of a deal is that? Because nobody's policing the bathroom, so they're all tore up. And that's happening all over the United States. The next thing is on this so-called 14-day hideout once you got the virus, why aren't they doing that with our politicians? Because supposedly, unless we're being lied to, they had to break out the other day because of the positive person in the legislature. So where's their 14 days in sequestered at home playing video games?
Well, it's called we gotta finish the people's business, Rich. So the 14-day thing really isn't as important as it is drawing new district lines to keep Democrats in power forever.
Oh, yeah. And then the exemptions, or however you want to call the word, for certain thousands of people in this state. Doesn't that tell you that we're all being lied to about the shot? What's wrong with ivermectin, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, like we always talk about?
Yeah, and we know we're being lied to, and this is, frankly, Rich, I just have to believe that so many people who are waking up now for the very first time politically, are going to realize they have been lied to and they hate it. Well, nobody likes being lied to, especially by the people you voted for.
Look at the lies they're giving the kids. You know, they tell them to wear masks all the time. They're sitting them closer than 3 feet together in the classrooms. And they don't understand why the kids are upset, because they always got to wear a mask. For what? For what reason? Because Kate Brown said so? There's no science behind it.
Yeah, and those are part of the lawsuits. Rich, thank you. Freedom Heating and Air, folks, is looking for new employees. Their business is booming. And if you're, well, maybe you're going to get fired because you're not going to take the jab. Don't you think about working for a company that celebrates liberty, freedom? In their name, it's also how they run their business. One of the reasons they've been so successful for well over 40 years in the Salem area. You want to change careers, work for a great company? Give them a call. 503-580-1456. 580-1456. Julie writes an email about Brown Towns. It says, right now, the homeless have taken over two areas in town. One of Butts' school and a skateboard park. The other is in an area where people used to walk their dogs or take a short hike. Because of the homeless, these areas are unsafe enough. People are actually arm up when they go into these areas. The first Brown Town should be placed in Kate Brown's backyard. Better her front yard. That city council member is the only one with an IQ higher than room temperature. Defunding cops is racist. Corby writes an email about relative. As I've said before, it sounds like she could have contracted something from the test. I heard you right. At the test, she was tested negative and got sick afterwards. Just a thought. I agree. Ivermectin is the best. So that remains a possibility. There are people sounding the alarm, and I mean medical professionals. I heard them Saturday at the big medical freedom rally at the Capitol, sounding the alarms about they have clients, patients, getting sick after the test. It's very possible that there's stuff in the test or that just don't agree with some people's systems. At any rate, that's what happened. Friends, Eric Azer, Righteous Renovations, is a contractor who truly does take care of his customers. He's a man of faith, and he lives it in how he treats you, the customer. Again, don't take my word for it. Go to his website, righteousrenovations.com, righteousrenovations.com, and read the customer testimonials. And look at the great pictures of some of the work they've done. Work that doesn't disrupt your life, that could, like a kitchen remodel or a bathroom remodel. RighteousRenovations.com. Folks, tomorrow's Freedom Friday, where we celebrate freedom, liberty, in a very special way. We are going to read for you a list from my buddy Walt about businesses in the Salem area that he delivers to that are freedom-oriented. It's a nice list. And he's going to continue to compile it. I'm going to share that with you tomorrow. It's also Freedom Friday, where you can call and you can talk about anything you want to talk about, politically. And that to be what's on my plate tomorrow. Friends, keep fighting for what you believe. Stand firm. Don't give in. Keep praying. Yes, for our leadership, even Biden and Kate Brown and Brown Towns. Keep believing. You can make a difference because you can. I'm pushing it at a time. Thank you. See you tomorrow.